Hello and welcome to the Love Lisa podcast, where we talk about all things spiritual and self-help. Hello, welcome back. I'm sure you just heard Brian sniff.
Aren't you going to introduce me?
No, just talk. We're just doing a test.
Hello, Lisa. Glad to be a returning guest.
Okay. Let's try that again. All right, here we go. Welcome back. Episode 35. It's been a while.
Is it actually 35?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm almost 35 years old.
No. Well, oh.
Getting there.
That's frightening. Well, Brian's here. Back by popular demand, apparently the episodes with him were my most listened to episodes. So
dozens of requests for Brian.
Apparently. Dozens. Maybe you bring in the male population or something.
I think the females want to hear
That's it?
My baritone voice.
Baritone. I think it said something like 80% of my listeners are female, so.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. So yeah, what's been going on? How are you?
I'm great. Why do you laugh?
Oh, because I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, I'm tired all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, having a baby's really hard. It's also great, but it's also really hard.
That's what I've basically dumbed it down to when most people ask how my kid is.
What do you say?
I say it's great, but it's also hell. Like, because he's still...
You say the word hell?
He's still up, like, every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no joke about that.
I know.
It's ridiculous. It's
like a weird cycle of hell because, like, you're enjoying yourself and, like, you love them and it's, like, great, but it's still, like, just the tired. If we could get 8 hours of sleep, I think we'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We slept for, like, 4 hours last night in a row. That was a bit of a...
Nice stretch.
Nice tease.
But it doesn't undo 6 months, you know?
No. Yeah. 4 hours. I feel alive.
But yeah, I don't know. It's been, I feel like it's been really, it's challenged me in so many ways because when you're tired, it's so much easier to skip right to like rage.
Yeah.
Like immediately. There's no like, because you're trying to regulate and there's like no in between, it feels like.
No.
Yeah. We've thrown a lot of temper tantrums.
Lisa screamed at me several times.
Yeah. You've also thrown a lot of things. I gotta say, that's your go-to when you're mad.
Yeah, but they're not like...
You're chucking them. Yeah, but you're like chucking them, but it's like... Yeah, in quotations, but it's like aggressive. And I know it's your way of just squeezing out a little anger, you know? And then you pretend it's not happening.
Take a baseball bat to the TV or just the wall in general.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe boy rage and, like, girl rage is different.
I think that's how I let it out.
Yeah, you would want to, like, physically, like, break things and, like, smash walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go full Kyle.
I'd want to, like, what do I feel like? Kyle?
Yeah, I don't know. That's, like, what, like, those memes say? On the internet, you know? Like, you're such a Kyle. Like, drinking Monster and punching holes in drywall.
Oh, I've never heard that.
No?
No?
Really?
I just know Kyle's, and I thought you were talking about a specific...
not my friend, no.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what my rage wants me to do. Mine is mostly just scream as loud as fucking possible. Like,
which you still do.
Yeah, well, recently I did have a few screaming fits, but it's just hard. And you know, like, seriously, you feel like you're drowning, and then one thing happens, and... I know something that I've felt so guilty about is, like, just being so mad at Donovan.
Yeah,
it's not his fault. It feels horrible feeling like that at him.
Yeah, you kind of snap out of it afterwards.
Why am I so mad at him?
Yeah.
Too many times I've wanted to tell him to, like, shut the fuck up. Like,
do just, all parents get that?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't think we're just, like, animals.
Awful human beings.
But yeah, I don't know. Let's talk about this because I think it's really interesting that, like, as we become parents, we also start becoming more like, oh, that's interesting. That's okay. We're recording over something apparently I didn't delete. What I wanted to say is, like, I feel like as we enter the role as parents, we also, like, magically start taking on
exit the role as children?
Well, that, but we enter the role that our parents played in our life. Like, we automatically start becoming them more.
Yeah.
Because we were parented by them. So now parent comes into the picture and we start becoming them more, I feel like. I don't know. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of Dan Whalen coming out in me lately.
A little bit more? Yeah.
The neuroses.
Yeah.
Whatever that word is. Neurosis?
Neurosis? Neuroticism?
Neuroticism?
Well, I know, like, too, apparently for women, like, your first born and, like, your first pregnancy and your first birth, you actually replay the role that your mom had with you, with your first, apparently. Like, just that's how it works, like, ancestrally. You, yeah. So, a lot of what I experienced during pregnancy, at birth, like, all of those things would have been similar to the experiences my mother was having when she was birthing me.
Did you all give birth at all?
No. I did it all different, and I fought every single one of those things that I experienced. But what I'm saying is, like, some of those thoughts I had, some of those fears, some of the things that I experienced postpartum, mm-hmm. were me playing out the energy of what my mom experienced, and I got to choose something different.
What kind of thoughts and fears?
What do you mean, the whole entire time? Birth is scary.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal. And I don't know, whatever I experienced, even postpartum, struggling with breastfeeding, that would have been something my mom experienced, maybe. It wasn't even mine. I just took it on.
Did you struggle with breastfeeding?
I fucking hated it for the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And my mom gave up at a month. I didn't struggle. Looking back, that's what I mean. I wasn't struggling, but my mind was saying that I was,
yeah.
And I was hating it. And so I was experiencing energy that wasn't mine and taking it on as my own.
Right.
But I got through it. I made it to 6 weeks and it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself taking on your father and you have to, like, talk yourself out of it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of time when I'm acting weird.
Definition of Brian. Weird. No, but say more.
Say more?
Yeah, say more.
What
do you mean by that?
When I'm acting really weird, I just feel like, okay, maybe this is my dad in me.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just chill the hell out and stop being such an asshole.
Do you talk to yourself that way?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Brian, talk about this. We gotta be gentle to ourselves.
I'm not gentle with myself.
Yeah?
Sometimes. I don't know what kind of mood I'm in.
I don't know. I don't think I'm that nice to myself either, but I feel like I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Because I usually try to, like, so when I feel like a voice coming up that's being really critical, I try to turn towards it and know that that's, like, the part of myself that's really hurt or, like, the ego, right? And I try to turn to it and say, I hear you. I hear that you're upset. But I'm not going to talk to myself that way. Like, I literally talk to it like it's separate from me, sort of.
Yeah.
Because
it is.
It is, because it's just a program.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot lately about programs.
You have? Your downloads?
Oh, fuck. It's been so insane. Let's talk about it right now, I guess. Like, what to you, what's a program? Like, your operating program. Like, who Brian is.
Mine?
Yeah.
Who is Brian? That's a loaded question.
No, but, like, when I say the word program to you, like, what do you think of when I say
that? I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah. Well, I know you know what it means. It's just, yeah.
Who you're predetermined to be?
Sort of. Okay. You were born.
Is this a test?
You were born. They slapped a name Brian on you.
Yeah.
You came predisposed to everything that existed in your dad's life, everything that existed in your mother's lineage. Like, all of that was kind of, like, pre-programmed into you just when you were in the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Because genetics. Utero. Yeah, in utero. In genetics, in how your mom was feeling. Like, things got programmed into you before you were even born.
Right.
You came out, they slapped the name Brian on you, and they raised you. And throughout the process of being raised, you got programmed like a computer. To operate a certain way.
Yeah.
And then we go out into our lives and we just simply operate on the original operating system.
Yeah.
And a lot of people never upgrade or never, like,
change
yeah. or question the program. They just run unconsciously on this program that maybe isn't even who they really are.
Yeah.
Some people call this the ego. I kind of like a program, like an operating. I kind of like that way better.
Yeah. It is like ego, our operating system.
Yeah. Because you got programmed. And like things I'm starting to realize is the program that you have within you is so tricky. And like you don't even realize it's happening. But somebody was talking about it on another podcast the other day. And it made me really recognize something. They were like, when you go to the mall, do you always enter the same entrance? Like, do you park at the same place and enter the same entrance?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. It's like, why? Why do we do that?
Because it's comfortable to you.
Yeah.
People don't like change.
No, I think as humans, it's extremely uncomfortable to change.
Yeah.
We like familiarity. And...
we're creatures of habit.
Yeah. Well, not even just, like, habit, but just, like, if... something is not
patterns.
If we don't know something, it literally sets off like a biological conflict, like a alarm system. Oh my god, this is not known. Oh my god, yeah, I've never
fear
done
fear the unknown.
Yeah, but I think it's like biological, and it takes consciousness and like awareness to actually learn new information and like
sure
change your program. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I feel like the first step is realizing that you're programmed. Essentially, who you are is just a computer.
I know. I know Ron Bell has a lot of good information on that, but yeah, you're just basically, yeah, since day one, you're just born into someone who that you've, like, been told
think
you
are. Think you are. Yeah.
Until you actually just realize who you actually are, and you don't have to be anything you're not.
Yeah. So, like, as we move forward with this information, like, I don't know, like, how do you think, I know it's hard for you, because, like, you've maybe never done it, or, like, we're not taught how to change.
No.
We're not taught to embrace the unknown because of who we watched. They didn't embrace the unknown. They just did what they did, and they always did it this way, you know, because that's just how we do it in this family, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's been like this forever. Like, do you feel like it's really hard to, like, change in some ways?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Because we're always used to doing something one way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything one way.
So then how do you do it?
I don't know. psychedelics?
Yeah, I mean, people do that to get a different perspective,
it's a
for
good
sure.
Window.
Yeah, it doesn't change you, but it lets you see.
Can.
Well, I think you still have to do work. Like, still have to,
I'm
like...
saying just do acid and you'll be forever better.
But didn't Ram Dass say once it's like going to the top level of like the skyscraper and the door's opening and you get to see
elevator.
It?
Yeah,
and then
for a glimpse and then you just shoot back to the bottom, yeah.
It brings you a level of awareness, but I feel like you still have to,
I'm not, like,
do the day-to-day.
Condoning just to do drugs, but no. It takes a lot of introspection, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Some place I always just start with is, like, I don't know, when I have... Here's the thing. I've been on the precipice of understanding how to heal in a totally different way, and it's still very confusing, and I feel like I still don't have it down pat. But how I have always healed is this. I have a reaction, and I sit back and I say, okay, where did this come from? Where does this feel like? Who does this feel like this is? Like, why? What was the need that wasn't met? Like, why did I react so strongly to that? Mm-hmm. What was it saying to me? What was the story I was telling myself? I dissect it, I dive into it, it's alchemized, I move on.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? That's how I've always healed.
Right.
But now
How quick does that happen?
Sometimes it can happen really fast. Sometimes I'm all over things for a week, and then all of a sudden this, like, moment comes in, and I'm like...
I think it takes me years to figure out why I acted the way I did.
But I want to say something, though, because I think that there's something that you... are able to do that you're not realizing that you're doing.
Me?
Yes. Because I wonder if the point is just to get to pure presence. Because if you're in pure presence, if something comes up, you see it for what it is. You don't follow it.
Yeah.
Like if you act a certain way, like if you came home and threw a bag across the, you know, the kitchen.
Yeah.
If I was in pure presence, I would see, he's just angry. Okay, he's experiencing an emotion.
Right.
I wouldn't have the reaction of being, I would feel my trigger coming up, and I would realize it's just in reaction to you, and I don't need to act on it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Explaining myself? Okay. If I am present, I realize that what is coming up is from the past.
Yeah.
And I don't need to verbalize it. I don't need to act on it.
Yeah.
I can just see it for what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily need my intense healing. It just needs my awareness.
Attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I don't think Ram Dass spent years, like, crying out all his pain, did he? Maybe he did at some point, but then eventually he just reached this place of loving awareness and was just able to see everything for what it was at the moment.
Yeah.
And let go. Like, say you do something and it brings up a painful memory for me, something that happened in my past.
Mm-hmm.
I could just sit with that without identifying with it and without attaching much meaning to it, just see it for what it was. Wow. It's a really painful memory. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to do though, right?
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm there. I'm just saying I feel like there's another level to healing that people don't talk about. They're like, you have to sit with your pain. You have to experience your pain. You have to go through your pain. It's like, what if there's just, I don't know, a different way? And what I wanted to say is that I think that you do this in some ways because you are more present, I think, than most people.
I think so.
I think that's why you don't have thoughts, or at least you say that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not nice to say about yourself, but I just feel like I'm like dumb or something. I just
that's part of your program.
Don't really process much when it happens, you know.
I think that's part of your program, though, or maybe it's a concussion. Who knows?
I had like 2 concussions in my life.
Yeah, but one sounded really major.
It was.
I wonder what the like. What if it like hurt your brain somehow?
What
even happened?
Literally blacked out for like an hour or something and couldn't like put my pants on properly.
And nobody took you to like a neurologist or like, did you even see a doctor?
I went to the hospital.
Oh, okay. Wow. Apparently that's in your birth chart too.
I know. You told me that before.
Yeah, because somebody was reading your birth charts and they turned to me and said, did he have a lot of concussions or head trauma? And I was like, no. And then you told me that the other day, and I was like, what? You were destined to experience trauma, but maybe it made you a better person, you know?
Probably.
Yeah.
I was in high school, and we were playing rugby, and this kid, like, I don't remember it. I guess I had the ball, and this, like, big kid, like, picked me up and basically just, like, lifted me up over his shoulder and fucking threw me to the ground.
Rugby's savage.
It was, like, frozen, like, grass, right? So... basically concrete.
So you hit the back of your head.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that where memory's kept?
Isn't it kept everywhere?
No. There's certain parts of your brain.
Again thing when you...
smash your head?
Yeah. See how I struggled so hard to find the word thing? You've had a couple more concussions than I thought I had.
No, but like, I mean, it's important to recognize the things that you call yourself and the things that you say about yourself, because that's really just the program.
Yeah, I snap out of it, and then I'm like, you're not actually a piece of shit, Ryan.
Yeah.
It takes me some time to get there.
Does it?
Yes.
I don't know. I think, too, just like identifying... imagine who you could be if your inner self was just, like, your biggest cheerleader. Like, just so fucking nice to you.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not talking, like, an inflated ego. I'm just, like, you're the fucking best all the time, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, imagine if you were just kind to yourself, like, how much more you could flourish.
Yeah, people get stuck in their roles.
Yeah. But think about it. When you had a critical teacher, you fucking hated them. But when you had a nice one, you, like, tried harder, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if you were nicer to yourself, you'd probably be...
I'll work at a FedEx.
Oh, I don't care about your FedEx job. See, that's a little too... Oh. I like that you like your job.
Thank you. I like that I like my job, too. It's the first
job
I ever liked.
Yeah. Like, all the time?
Yeah, basically.
Like, I want to know, like, you are happy waking up every single day and going to a 9-to-5
I wouldn't say
grind?
I'm happy waking up every single day. Say I'm tired and exhausted from
sure,
God, I've been
but
waking
once you
up
get
every
to
hour.
Work, are you just like,
oh, I'm happy as a bee.
No.
Is that a saying?
Really?
No. But I don't hate being there, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And
I felt like that when I worked
huge.
At Painters, too, yeah.
I don't have to, like, work outside in the rain. Like, just get to drive around all day. It's awesome.
Yeah.
See all the crazies on the road.
I just, like, I don't like, I don't know, I've felt this for years. I just don't like the idea of being controlled and having to do the same thing every day.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right to me. But, like, maybe people, there are people like you that do enjoy that, or?
Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone, well, I was going to say, I don't think anybody, like, actually enjoys their job, but there are a lot of people. I mean, I guess I do, but it's like, at the end of the day, do I wish I wasn't working? Yes, I guess.
Okay. You've never admitted that.
What would I do all day if I wasn't working?
I know, you struggle with that too, though. you don't do well without schedule.
No.
You fall into a pit of...
It always comes back to money, you know?
Yeah, see, I would love to dive into that program.
All right.
Money?
Because if I was rich, then I wouldn't have to work, and then I could just, I don't know, travel the world.
What's rich?
What's rich?
What's rich? How much money is rich?
I don't know. If I could just literally not work another day of my life and support you and Donovan, and the other 9 children you think we're having.
Maybe 10?
Yeah, probably $10 million then.
$10 million? Is that a lot? And that can't even buy us a
you
house.
You tell me.
No.
Huh?
I don't even think that could buy us a house.
$10 million and
oh,
you could buy
I was
a house?
Thinking, yeah, okay.
You thinking $1 million?
Because, see, I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, we need at least 4 bedrooms.
Yeah,
at least.
Your hopes and dreams keep going up every single day.
Because I'm a dreamer, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm a doer.
Okay, well, let's combine.
Let's do it.
That sounds like a good combination.
I'm going to have to work 16-hour days at FedEx.
FedEx is not going to be your ticket to richness, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like that's my thing that I struggle with, is like all of these jobs that are like monotonous 9-to-5 jobs aren't what make you...
Yeah,
that's, aren't, you're just, they're just wasting
just,
time.
Yeah, like a
filling
hamster
space.
On a wheel, right? Like,
yeah.
You're never going to get ahead, really.
No, because you can't with that.
So what do I do? Do I start my own candle business?
Yeah, well, if that would make you happy. I'm pretty sure we're just supposed to follow what makes our hearts sing, and that's the answer.
Well, it's not candles, I'll tell you that.
I couldn't even imagine you working with hot wax.
Maybe it should be a cat breeder.
There you go, that made you smile. Like,
I just saw a picture of Morty.
You said at one point you wanted to be a yoga teacher. Ah, I just...
There's things, I think.
I know, but I just think that if more people could just get off the hamster wheel and come out of that and realize, like, God, you got one life. What are we working for? But
yeah, it takes, I think, I don't know,
a lot of courage.
Yeah, like I can't just quit my job because then we have no money, no income, and no rent, you know, and no groceries and all that
good
stuff.
Okay, but I don't think it's like a have to quit tomorrow so that you can start this new life. I feel like
you
can
plan for it.
No, or you can start the new life outside of work, and then you know. I just wish we lived in a world with no money.
Yeah. Goddamn Federal Reserve, eh? We're not even American, but...
What is that?
I don't really know, but they're like the ones that... Basically, they're a private company that started printing all the Americans' money. So basically...
They make money?
The United States government pays a private company to print their money.
Do people still use cash at the same rate, though?
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, no, they don't, but...
No. I wonder
but
why
so then, like, when they go further in debt, they're like, we need to print, like, you know, 900 million more bills, so they call up the Federal Reserve, and they're like, okay, we can do that for $900 million, you know? So they just buy their own money back from themselves
and
get further in debt, because they're stupid. And I guess it makes everyone richer, like, in all the corporations and whatnot. Very
yeah,
interesting.
I honestly don't know a lot about, like, the inner workings of the world, because I try to, like, not get involved because it's pretty consuming. Like, you've ever met those people that are just, like, very consumed and,
yeah,
like...
there's a lot going on out there.
Yeah, like, everything, you know? And they're like, the government's against us. And it's like, I don't know. I'd rather just not live in ignorance, but just know that whatever's happening will work itself out, and I just gotta focus on me. I don't know.
Yeah. I hope Trump gets reelected.
I think it would be interesting, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like...
this is like an FU to Biden.
I feel like it's just more of an FU to people in general that hated him so much.
For the, yeah, I know.
Because he triggered people. See, this is what's so funny.
Yeah,
is
people
like,
are so upset that he's like back on Twitter.
What's so...
how dare you?
What's so funny is everybody is programmed to hate certain people and feel certain ways about certain things, and they don't even realize that they don't have their own opinion.
Yeah,
you talk to anybody and they're like,
yeah,
Trump's like the worst.
I know.
It's like, really?
Well, I immediately like thinking about like my parents, and they're like, oh, I just, yeah. And I was like, that Joe Rogan's an idiot. It's like, well, why? It's like,
oh, do you even
he
know?
Just is.
Yeah, like, do you...
like, do you have one answer or one example?
Remember when you got so triggered at me when I said he was a misogynist?
Yeah, because he didn't, exactly.
Because I can feel it.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if he is, but I just, see, that's probably my program was operating at that time.
You had some trauma around men.
Well, fuck. You guys sucked for most of my life.
Okay. Women are so much better.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Just saying, I got in touch
you
with a
guys.
Lot of...
and then you met me and I shattered your little mind.
Yeah, sometimes you still piss me off, though. But
yeah, you remind me that often.
Let's get back to what we were just saying.
Trump.
It's like people, especially right now, you know what's pissing me off, too?
What?
This is
what's
really
pissing
me off.
You have the floor.
Social media is so polarizing, and people aren't even realizing that they're getting trapped in the polarization. Like,
how so?
Okay, like, remember the AI Lenza thing came out? Okay?
Yeah.
Like, the Lenza app, and everybody was going hard on their artificial intelligent pictures, right? Because they were just having fun, enjoying life. And then it comes out the next day, AI Lenza steals from people, and, like, it's awful. And then you see the same person that used it post that it's bad.
Yeah, it's what we call idiots.
What I mean is, it's just like we're just consuming way too much information that we're constantly swayed. Like, we don't just form an opinion and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, social media is a weird thing. Like, we're like one of the first generations just ever having, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's been around since, what, like, say 2000?
Well, yeah, that's true,
like,
actually.
The past, like, 20,000 years, it's just never been around. It's like, what is this doing to us?
Yeah. Well, and I just feel like everybody's just kind of sitting there being virtue signaling and keyboard warriors. Like, they see a post and they're like, yeah, that fits my opinion about this, so I'm going to share it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hate downloading new apps or anything. I'm not doing that.
I looked into it, and then it was $7.99, and I was like, fuck this.
You got to pay for it,
yes.
Too? Yes. Really?
Well, you can sign up for, like, a free trial or something, but, like, that's a dangerous thing for Lisa because she'll sign up and she'll forget.
I don't even know how to, like, explain it, but, like, why would you ever want a supercomputer to, like, scan your face and be like, oh, this is Brian
Whalen,
you know? They
look really cool.
Yeah, they do, but, like, that's just, the technology just seems, like, dangerous. Like, I don't know, just think of, like, Terminator or some shit. Next day, you're, like, wanted for murder.
You have
photo evidence of you.
But
doing this.
You have a camera on your phone. You're constantly on it. Like, you're already scammed. I don't know.
People say that, but that's a silly argument.
Is it silly?
It is silly.
Why?
Because it just is.
It just is.
See, it's another programming.
Yeah. You know what?
Being serious.
What? It just is?
No, another programming. Of mine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to defend myself, so I'm just... what's the word? Being something?
Being sassy? I call
I'm
you
not,
sassy
not
all
sassy.
The time.
It's a gay word.
Brian.
What?
It just is.
Yeah, can't say that word anymore.
No, who cares? I don't even care.
No, I can't
about...
say it.
Oh, man, we're so... it's just gotten really weird out there. And you know what I've been noticing a lot lately is, like...
you know what, though? It's only going to get weirder.
2023.
Until we hit the peak of weirdness.
2023, you guys, I'm calling it now, is going to be freaking wild. People are going to get angrier, crazier. Like, the things we're going to see, because...
I've seen some shit already.
Well, what I'm seeing coming is that people are going to be more and more... unconscious and slipping deeper and deeper into, like,
yeah, but using Lenza all the time.
Yes, but, like, unconsciously consuming, you know, 6 hours of TV every night after Like they're going to be getting more and more programmed, more and more unconscious. That like it's going to feel like there are just robots walking around everywhere.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the killer robots that they're releasing in San Francisco?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like there's like this like, I think it's just like a trial that the government approved for like robot with that can like has the ability to shoot civilians if you're like, you know,
they can't just do that in San Francisco.
They are.
Oh, I liked that place. But that sounds like something like in China or like, you know.
Yeah, or Terminator.
No, is it actually real though? You saw it on like a reputable site?
Reputable.
That can just shoot people if they like.
Yeah, do you want me to look it up right now?
No, it's okay. I will look at it after. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's going to get really wild out there. And my biggest thing is just like,
stay true to yourself.
Oh, just question. No. Question every single thing that comes at you. And only believe about 10% of what you even think.
What I think or what I see?
What you think inside your head, only believe 10% of it.
Wow.
No, I'm saying this about everybody, not just you. Because your thoughts are not even you.
Yeah.
They're just a program, or they're a collective thought that you grabbed onto. They're an energy you picked up somewhere. Your thoughts are not you. They're just fucking thoughts.
Yeah.
But we sit here, at least I do, I sit here all day and think. I think so much.
I don't think much.
I mean, it serves me in certain ways because I come up with great ideas and I figure out.
Podcast.
I figure out the way the world works, but.
How have your days been with Donnie?
Actually really good lately.
What do you do all day?
I know. You know, getting to about 2 p.m., fine. Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl.
You can't say that. We're going to get sued. Is that even a company, like Cover Girl? Or?
Cover Girl, yeah. It's makeup.
Makeup?
Easy breezy, beautiful.
Yeah, I remember the commercials.
Every day getting to about 2 p.m., I feel great. And then I fucking crash. And my energy crashes. He starts getting whinier. And then it's like, fuck, we have 4 hours till Dad's home. Sometimes five. Nine. It's like, how am I going to make this? I still have to make dinner. You know, but.
Let me tell you, if dinner's not made, I just lose.
Yeah, that's when he throws things. No, I'm kidding. But I, honestly, I just try to take it. Just a little
one
bit
at
a time. And I remember.
Sometimes 1 minute at a time.
1 breath. No, what I try to remember too is that this is my job.
Old.
No, this is all that I am meant to do right now is just be with this baby and create a relationship with him. And if everything else falls to shit, if dinner doesn't get made or I don't do the dishes or the laundry doesn't get folded, what matters.
Dad'll be home in an hour.
That's your program. But anyway, that's all that matters is I'm just meant to be here with him, be here now and form my relationship with him.
And then fathers just get pushed to the back burner.
Yeah, you guys are not significant once the
wow.
Once the baby's born though, that's the saddest part for you guys. It's
he
like,
smiles when I come home. That's all I need.
Yeah, I just meant that you're not my most important person anymore.
I know you make that very clear.
What do you mean?
No, I had a thought. I don't know. I forgot it.
Oh.
Yeah, you just meant like once he's born, like, yeah, I don't matter.
Yeah.
He
well, not
give
as much.
A shit about me.
No, he gives a shit about
no,
you.
But when I'm, yeah, he does now. But when he's first born, I don't know. You're the one that's feeding him, taking care of him and everything.
Because they just biologically can't even pay attention
to
him. You could
care less
else.
If I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think. I see Morty's ears in the window. I do think that you spending 3 months with him probably helped solidify a relationship.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And do you know what, actually? I feel like it actually probably helped you be closer to him. Like, not
well,
so much
probably.
Him be closer to you, but you be closer to him. Because I don't
yeah,
think a lot of fathers get that.
To not being home ever.
Yeah.
Like, I was still going to work, like, the day after he was born.
That would have been rough.
Put my work hat on. Grab my lunchbox.
Okay, don't you wear a work hat most days?
I have one. I'm very paranoid that wearing a hat too often is just going to make my hairline recede more.
They just tell you that, though. I don't
Do
even
they?
Know. Yeah, I really don't think it's true.
Big pharma?
Yeah. One of those big corporations.
What was that
word? Corporation.
Oh.
I think it's all genetic.
Yeah.
I think it's just...
well, they say it comes from, like, your grandmother or something.
Yeah. And the more you focus on going bald, the more you will.
He's, like, 75.
You know? Like, if you stressed every single day about losing your hair, then you will.
You got a nice thick set of hair.
You do. It's just, it does recede on the sides, for sure. You know what? Donovan looks like...
You're just telling me this now.
Donovan, I swear to God, has your
deep...
Yeah,
I know. The little...
scares me. Do you think it'll grow in?
Balding at kindergarten?
Oh, God. No, he'll have your thick locks.
He's got pretty dark hair already.
No, it's like...
He's got pretty dark hair already.
Anyway, yeah, I think right now Brian and I are just floating along, trying to get by, but...
Is this the weekend update?
Yeah, I guess mostly all we've done is just chat, have our coffees.
I love chatting.
But, I don't know, I feel like there's like a lot of new and exciting things coming, and...
Yeah, what's happening in 2023 again?
Okay, basically everybody's just going to become more and more unconscious.
Okay,
unless,
but what does that mean?
They're going to literally act, like robots. Like, they're going to have, like...
Yeah, you're not going to know who's AI anymore. Who's
yes,
not.
Exactly. Because AI is really just unconsciousness. What is an artificial intelligence? It's unconscious. It's a programmed...
But what is consciousness?
Okay, we can't get... I don't know. It just is. But what I'm trying to say is people are just going to become... more and more programmed, and you're gonna see more and more of people's like shadow, and like just I feel like it's gonna be like you're looking at somebody and you can tell that they're not there.
Checked out.
Yes, you're gonna see this more and more unless you are willing to step up, realize that that's what's happening, and work on yourself to get out of it. You know, when they talk about getting out of the matrix, they talk about all that shit. That's what it is.
That was just in the movie.
No, Brian. Everybody talks about getting out of the matrix, and they think it's the 9-to-5 grind, they think it's all that, but no, it's really your own matrix, your own mind that you need to get out of.
It's deep. How do you get out of your mind?
You do the work. You realize that you're acting on program, and you recognize that. The more that you can just recognize when you had a programmed response to something, and it wasn't like presence,
mm-hmm.
the more you can move through it. And become, also being conscious. Like when you're gonna watch Netflix, it's fine. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Actually enjoy doing it.
Actually
don't just
do
turn it.
It
off
or have
turn
a com-
it on subconsciously.
Yeah, or have a conversation with yourself. You know what? Right now, I'm gonna check out and I'm gonna watch this, and that's it. Anyway, becoming more conscious about what you're doing. Do you know what I found myself in the other night?
What?
No, let me tell you. This is something that I do all the time, especially when I'm making dinner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I found myself, find yourself in the loops, okay?
What loops? What are you talking about?
So, the other night, I had Donovan strapped to me, I'm cutting onions, I throw them in the pan, I walk over to my phone to check it. I go back, I stir the onions, I add in the peppers, I walk back to my phone to check it. Like, I was in a fucking loop over and over and over again.
Most people, when they get a moment of spare time, just immediately pull out their phone.
Yes, it's like even just noticing that you're doing that and consciously, like, sometimes the hardest work is not doing what you normally do. So when I found myself constantly going...
What was that?
Sometimes the hardest work you could possibly do is not doing what you want to do.
Yeah, that is the hardest.
Yes. So I found myself going in this loop where I would do one thing and then I'd come back and look at my phone. And I was like literally like pacing. Like I'd be there and then I'd walk back to my phone charging here. And then I'd walk back to there and then I'd walk back here. And it was like just to notice that I was in that loop.
Were you bidding on something on eBay or
no,
something?
Who knows what I was doing? What am I waiting for?
Does people still use eBay?
No. Anyway, what I'm saying is the hardest work was for me to come back from the thing and look at something else or do something else, and that's breaking your program. So start doing it,
because
I want to see all the Love Listener podcasts. Love Lisa Listener Pod, whatever
whatever the name of this thing is.
Love Lisa listeners of the
Love
podcast
Lisa podcast.
I want to see you in 2023 being as conscious as possible.
Not turning into AI.
You're hearing it now. Do not become AI. Do the work. And realize your loops, realize your programs.
Be here now.
Be here now. And welcome to
welcome.
The new Lisa podcast. It's happening.
What can we expect in the new year from the Lovelies of Podcast?
I don't know. You know what? No, but seriously.
You're not selling it too well.
I'm only going to make episodes when I want to, when I feel inspired, when I have something to say.
Do your listeners know that?
Yeah. So don't expect one every week, okay?
Do Get over it. Though?
Huh? No? It's the first time I'm telling people.
I just asked if they knew that, and you said, yeah. No. I'm like, do they? No.
Yeah, when I have something to say, I will come on here, and I will say it, and then I will leave. Just like I'm going to do with Instagram. And
Brian will be a more regular guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
The Bri Guy podcast featuring Love Lisa.
The Bri Guy half hour.
The half it's been Bri more Guy like hour. 40 minutes.
Well, I'm just trying to think of my own podcast here. Branch out.
You can branch out if you're a death metal podcast.
Brian's thrash metal half hour podcast rager.
That's too long.
No.
All right. Well, anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Yes, I just want to say thanks for having me, okay?
Okay, I wasn't done my sentence. Oh, sorry. But you're welcome. I thank you guys for coming back, for listening, and these will be more regular, but I can't promise you when they're going to come because I don't need to. All right.
Thank you, and namaste.
Kombucha. Hey. What does he say?
Kombucha and salutations.
No, he says, blessings and kombucha upon you.
Yeah.
It's your namaste, bae. Okay, gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.